Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. With me, Lindsay Perry once again. Lindsay, today's question comes in from Belinda. And Belinda wanted to know, with regards to sort of pre and post running, warm-ups and cool-downs, what are the benefits should you do it, and what should you be doing on either side of your run?
So there are major benefits to doing a warm-up. Effectively, what you do is prepare your muscles for activity. It's not necessary to stretch before you do exercise unless you've got a specific underlying issue that requires some stretching. But even in that scenario, I would encourage people to do a gentle warm-up, which I'll discuss what that means in a moment, and then to do more dynamic stretches, so swinging of the legs, those sort of things, rather than doing static stretching. And then as from a cool-down perspective, stretching should be done after exercise. Again, we don't want to overdo the stretching, but gentle stretching just to maintain range of motion, and then in those individuals that specifically need to stretch properly for specific issues, that's when I would do that. And they would obviously then do a more deep stretch, for lack of a better term. And static stretching is fairly appropriate at that time. Okay, so what constitutes a warm-up and a cool-down? Really what we're trying to do is we're just trying to elevate the heart rate slowly so we don't jump to a very high heart rate suddenly. And we're trying to kickstart the physiology, which is delivering energy to the working muscles and to get the body in quite in the true sense of the word warm, to heat the muscles up. They then slide over each other much easier, much lower risk of getting an injury. And a 5-minute walk or a very, very easy jog early on in the run, even when you're doing an easy training run, goes a long way. And I'll actually give people an experiment to do on themselves. If you start running very, very easy, don't worry about pace. So I use myself as the example here. My typical training runs are between 4:35 and 5 minutes a kilometer. And regardless of what intensity run I'm doing, I will typically start somewhere in the region of 5.5 to 6 minutes a K. I don't really look at my watch. I really just start very easy. And within about 5 minutes of exercise, I actually find myself with not much increase in effort, easily down at my training pace. And in those runs where I do that, I typically end up running very comfortably between 4:30 and 4:40 a K with very little effort. On the converse side, start out much harder or much closer to your average pace. On those same runs, I will start out at 4:30, sometimes when I run with my friends, they like to start out quite hard, and I will literally feel like I'm kind of pushing through the whole run just to maintain that pace, because I just haven't given my body time to adapt to what I'm about to do. On the converse side, for a cool down, when you do easy runs, it's really not necessary because we don't put our heart rates anywhere near a point where we need to gradually bring it down. But I would still typically encourage people to end their last run with about 100 meters of walking. And that will just make sure that heart rate comes down safely. Obviously, if you do very hard training runs, then the idea is to cool down. And it only needs to be 5, maximum 10 minutes. And that's literally just to let your heart rate come down slowly over time. In the literature, they teach that it helps to start the recovery process, but there's been some research recently that says, well, no, actually, that's not true, because the extra 5 or 10 minutes of running is still loading the muscles, but there's definitely a benefit to bringing down your heart rate slowly over time.
Brilliant. Lindsay, thank you so much. Back again tomorrow for another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Be sure to get to our website, askcoachperry.com. Check out some great resources there. Also get your question in as well.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.